From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after four American soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. On NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer said they support an effort last week by Republican Senator John McCain to find out details of the attack. McCain also wants to know the scope of the U.S. campaign against the Islamic State in Niger. Both Graham and Schumer said they had been unaware of the substantial number of the U.S. troops in Niger. Graham said, "I didn't know there were 1,000 troops there. This is an endless war without boundaries and no limitation on time and geography." U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about Saudi Arabia and Iraq on Sunday.
Tillerson stressed the key focus of his visit was the first meeting of the Joint Saudi-Iraqi Council, which was important for stability in the region. Tillerson added a new Saudi-Iraqi Joint Council will be important in rebuilding the country and winning the peace now that Islamic State is on the verge of being defeated. Tillerson stressed that Iraq's Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds will benefit from the restoration of relations with other regional countries like Saudi Arabia, and they must work out their internal differences within the framework of Iraq's constitution. Earlier, Saudi King Salman and visiting Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi launched the Coordination Council's first meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. Syrian Democratic Forces have recaptured the country's largest oil field. The government lost the Al-Omar field to other insurgents in 2013. The SDF says it got air support from the U.S.-led coalition. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition won a comfortable victory in Sunday's general election. A TBS television poll has Abe's Liberal Democratic Party-led coalition retaining the two-thirds supermajority it held in Parliament's lower house before Abe dissolved the chamber in September. A victory in this snap election will likely ensure that Abe receives another three-year term as head of the LDP coalition next year. That would make him Japan's longest-serving leader. Indonesia is seeking clarification about why its military chief was denied entry to the United States. Washington's deputy ambassador to the country was summoned to explain the situation. Indonesian Armed Forces Commander General Gatot Nurmanyato was preparing to board his flight to the U.S. with his wife on Saturday when the airline informed him that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency had denied him entry. He'd been invited to a conference in Washington on extremist organizations by the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joseph Dunford. A statement from the U.S. Embassy in Jakarta simply said that the general was, quote, unable to travel as planned, but stated its commitment to resolving the issue and that the U.S. ambassador had apologized to the general. The World Health Organization on Sunday canceled the appointment of Zimbabwe's longtime President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador. More than two dozen organizations had criticized the appointment, saying health officials were shocked and deeply concerned. They cited Mugabe's record of human rights abuses and said the country's economy and health care system has collapsed under his nearly 30-year rule. Dozens of insurgents have been killed in clashes between two rival Taliban groups in western Afghanistan, according to local officials, who tell VOA that at least 40 Taliban militants from the warring sides have been killed in the clashes in the Kafan region of the Shindan district in western Herat province that borders with Iran. The clashes also left at least a dozen militants wounded on both sides, according to provincial authorities. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.